ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Bacon Saved, written by Paul Reimer. Bacon Saved. It's brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear.
Margaret, you look tired.
Oh, I'm dead. I took care of a baby last night. His parents took an evening off.
So you played nurse.
That baby didn't need a nurse, Ed. He needed a night watchman.
He woke up in the wee small hours, hmm?
And bellowed. I couldn't find a thing wrong with him.
Wasn't hungry?
No. And no pins were sticking him.
What was the matter?
Well, I never did find out for sure, but I thought it might be his blankets. They were awfully scratchy and itchy.
Sounds like that household needs Ivory Flakes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I told them.
And I'm telling you, friends, the wrong kind of washing.
With the wrong kind of soap.
Can mat wool blankets and sweaters.
Not to mention what it can do to rayon dresses, blouses, and slips. As I say to that baby's mother, change to gentle Ivory Flakes care. It helps wool stay soft and fleecy. And your rayon dresses, blouses, and slips. It keeps them lovely up to twice as long.
Absolutely. Ivory Flakes are really safe. They're ivory mild, ivory pure. And you'd see what that famous purity means if you'd been with us the other day.
When we saw the wash test?
Mm-hmm.
Friends, Ed's face was almost as good as the test's. He just couldn't understand how those things could look practically new after they'd been washed so many times.
But Ivory Flakes care did it. I had to believe my own eyes.
And friends, listen to this. Nightly washing in Ivory Flakes really does things for rayon stockings, too.
They fit better, I've noticed.
You would. But Ed's right, friends. Nightly Ivory Flakes care keeps rayon stockings from bagging so. It also keeps them wearing longer.
Why, in stocking strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap.
Oh, yes, Ivory Flakes care is wonderful. Try it for your house goods, your sweaters, those pretty things you want to keep nice.
With Ivory Flakes care, you'll get up to twice the wear. And now back to Vake and Save. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find our friend Russell all by himself. The young man is at the telephone chatting discursively with his close friend Smelly Clark. Listen.
I said, Bluetooth, you owe me 12 cents and I need the money. He said, I will gladly give you 500 reasons why I'm not in a position to pay you your 12 cents. I don't want any 500 reasons, I said. I want the cold cash. He said, all right, I'll give you 600 reasons why I'm not in a position to pay. Bluetooth Johnson for you, huh? Yeah. Oh, he's got more brains than a horse. What? Oh, heck, Smelly, I'd venture to go so far as to make the statement that Bluetooth Johnson's got more brains than Art Fruper, Bernie Jeffers, and Clyde McSprawl put together. Sure. Oh, gee, Smelly, I don't know about that. Never thought about it before. Human beings' brains might possibly be a solid, and they might possibly be a liquid. I kind of got the halfway notion there on the order of putty. Yeah.
Hey, Dad, who?
Oh, just a second, Smelly.
Hi.
That you, Margie?
Yeah.
Where's Mama Duwama?
I don't know. Only been home a few minutes.
Is she at the grocery store?
Haven't the slightest idea.
Who's on the telephone?
Smelly Clark. We're discussing human brains.
Oh, boy. Hot dog.
Are human brains a solid, or are they a liquid?
They very closely resemble wild roses. Do you imagine your mother's over at Miss Timbody's?
I don't know, Gov. Is there some excitement?
A little. Hurry up and get through with Smelly there, and I'll tell you all about it.
Okay. Oh, excuse the delay, fella. Say, I guess we better postpone our chat till later on. Something of a pressing nature demands my particular attention just now. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll see you up under the street lamp this evening. Yeah, sure. Okay, Smelly. You bet. Yeah, okay. So long. What's the excitement?
Oh, nothing startling. I do have a little news item, though, that might possibly be of interest.
What is it?
Hey, trot over to Donahue's, why don't you? Your mother might be there.
Uh-oh. I met Miss Donahue heading for the grocery store when I was coming up the alley a few minutes ago.
How about Razor Scum's?
Mr. and Miss Razor Scum are in Peoria.
Mr. and Miss Razor Scum are always in Peoria.
What's the news item?
I think perhaps you'll be pleased, old pal.
Okay.
Russell, my boy, tomorrow...
Yes?
Your father?
Yes?
Takes charge?
Well, tell it. We're not getting anywhere.
Your remark smacks of impertinence, Dorothy.
Oh, you get a person's curiosity aroused.
That's best wait till Mama arrives.
Oh, come on, tell me the excitement. Tomorrow you take charge of what?
The Consolidated Kitchenware Company plant number 14.
Fooling me, huh?
I'm not fooling you.
You're going to take charge of the plant?
I'm going to take charge of the plant.
They've made you the boss?
For tomorrow, they have.
Just for tomorrow?
Just for tomorrow. All day tomorrow, Mr. Victor R. Rook is in complete charge of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company, plant number 14.
Well, where's Mr. Rubush?
Mr. Rubush leaves tonight for Chicago.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, where's Mr. Clooney?
Mr. Clooney's going with Mr. Rubush.
And they selected you to be the boss during their vacation, huh?
They did. Tomorrow morning, when I go to work, I hang up my hat in Mr. Rubish's office. I sit at Mr. Rubish's desk, and I talk over Mr. Rubish's telephone. Furthermore, is that your money?
I guess so. Unless it's Uncle Fletcher.
Hi, hi, ho, to ho.
Hi, hi.
Come on out here, Dr. Sleech.
Russell home?
He's sitting on my lap. Hey, you want to tell it?
Okay.
Tell you what you do. Act like it wasn't anything important.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, we'll have a little conversation about other stuff, and after a while, you mentioned very casually I said I was going to be in charge of the plant tomorrow.
All right. Or here, you pretend to faint. Mom will be all upset. I dash cold water in your face.
No, just bring up the subject casual, like you just happened to think of it.
Okay, but this is an opportunity to make...
Mary Fella's going to go to the grocery store for Mother. You, Willie?
Yeah, I'll run over after a bit.
Well, it's getting late, and I want to get things to cooking.
Uh-huh.
How long you gentlemen been home?
Oh, Gov just got here. I've been around maybe 10 minutes.
Boy, what a crush there was in Yamilton's this afternoon. I wouldn't think a little wash rag sale would make every lady in town go down there, would you?
No.
Yamilton's print an article in the paper, a dozen fancy wash rags for $1, and a person would have thought they're advertising free diamonds, so many people showed up.
You purchased quite a few various wash rags, Mom?
No, I never. They turned out shoddy.
There's quite a bit to be said on the subject of wash rags. The other day I was sitting in the public library, kind of looking out the window and thinking different thoughts, and I happened to... Ouch!
Why, you right up and stepped on his toe, Vic.
Oh, I never meant to step so hard.
Well, what'd you step it all for?
Yeah, what'd you step it all for?
Well, nervousness, I guess.
Oh, funny kind of nervousness.
Oh, I get you, Gov.
It's about time. Who'd you go downtown with, kiddo?
Miss Apparat. And I bet I never go shopping again with her in my life. Person would have to be a football player. She plows through a crowd of ladies standing around a counter like a lion running through a jungle. Talk about your mean looks. I bet she got a million this afternoon.
What did you start to say, Elizabeth?
Nothing.
Oh, Sunday.
Oh, yes, I did too start to say something. Mom, Gov's been made the big boss of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company.
No, sir, no more shopping with Miss Apparat for me. I practically told her so, too. I'm not Ralph Dempsey that can prize fight through a swarm of ladies in the department store.
No fooling, Mom. Gov has been made the big boss of the plant.
You better trot to the grocery store. Fetch me a pencil, and I'll make you a list of what I want.
Ain't you interested in my little news item about Gov?
What's he talking about?
Ask him once.
Gov is the big shot in complete charge of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company.
Just for tomorrow, kiddo.
What ails you, fellas?
Helen was giving you the straight dope, Sade. Tomorrow I am in complete charge of the plant.
Oh.
It's a fact?
Yeah, it's a fact, Mom.
You're the boss of the plant?
Just for tomorrow.
Where is Mr. Rubush?
He leaves tonight for Chicago.
Well, where's Mr. Clooney?
He's going with Mr. Rubush.
And they put you in charge?
Yeah.
But why?
Why not?
Well, how did it happen?
Very simple. God, because of his untiring efforts...
George. Well, it was like this, kiddo. Mr. Rubish dropped in my office just before I come home. He says, partner, how'd you like to take over the works tomorrow? Clooney and myself are hiking up to the city.
Did he mean it?
Well, of course he meant it. Tomorrow morning, I hang up my hat in Mr. Rubish's office, sit at Mr. Rubish's desk, and carry on any of Mr. Rubish's business that happens to come along.
You mean carry on any of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company's business that happens to come along?
Exactly.
But...
This kind of knocks you off your feet, don't it?
Knocked me off mine. You could have broke my back with a pickaxe when Gov told me.
But, Vic, you're not one of the big bosses.
I know I'm not.
You're the chief accountant.
I realize what I am.
You couldn't call this a promotion, could you?
Well, of course not. I explained that. Just for tomorrow, I'm in complete charge of the plan.
But... Oh, there's other fellows ahead of you. Like Niesuffer, for instance. Where's he?
I don't know where he is.
Why didn't they put him in charge?
Because they put me in charge.
Yeah, but why?
Oh, shucks, Dave. It seems to me like you're taking a mighty funny attitude about this.
Well, I just want to know, is all.
I can't think of anything in particular to know. I described the setup for you.
Mr. Rubish has taken trips plenty times before.
Well, so what?
Well, I don't remember him ever appointing somebody to take charge of the plant those times.
He's always had his work in order before he left it.
Hasn't he got it in order this time?
I suppose he has, sure.
Then there won't be anything special for you to do, will there?
Oh, shucks.
Well, I just want to know. You come home and tell how you've been made big boss of the whole works. I'd like to understand what that means.
It means that tomorrow I take over Mr. Rubish's job.
Yeah, but if there ain't anything to do connected with his job, if all you do is sit in his office...
There might be oceans of details come up.
I always thought his secretary, Miss Holloway, took care of details.
Okay, Sade. Okay.
Well, isn't that true, though? I don't want to make you mad.
We don't need to go into it any further.
Well, let me ask one more thing.
Go ahead.
Are those carpenters still working in your office?
Yes.
Oh, don't you think Mr. Rubish offered you his office because he's going to be out of town tomorrow and thought you'd like a quieter place to work out?
I didn't get all that.
Well, you never let me finish. I say, don't you think Mr. Rubish offered you his office because carpenters are working in yours, and as long as he was going to be out of town tomorrow, he thought it'd be nice. Where are you going?
I can get the newspaper. I heard it flop on the porch.
Well, you're walking right away while I'm talking to you.
I'm going out and get the newspaper. I heard it flop on the porch.
Mom?
Yes?
I think he gave Gov kind of a dirty deal there.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
You know, Ed, sometimes I wish this story were a book so I could turn the pages and find out what this family's going to do next.
I know what you mean, but we'll have to wait. And while we're waiting, let's tell our friends listening what'll happen when they change to Ivory Flakes.
For their rayon stockings. Well, good things can happen, you know, friends. Why, in strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long.
Twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap.
Another thing, if you wash your rayons in Ivory Flakes every night, they won't bag and wrinkle so.
They'll fit lots better.
Never wash rayon stockings with the wrong kind of soap. That can weaken the threads, and then come runs.
Use only Ivory Flakes. They're mild and pure. They're the flake form of baby's ivory soap.
And even if sometimes your dealer is out of Ivory Flakes, ask again.
Once you use them, you'll use them again.
And again. And always. Yes, you'll use them for your rayon dresses, your blouses, house coats.
Those things can't stand harsh treatment. But with gentle Ivory Flakes care,
you'll get up to twice the wear.
Again Monday, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Send used fats against the enemy. Now, more than ever, used fats are needed for ammunition, medicinal supplies. Save used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.